GPT 5.6 drops. AWS raises rates and AI debt goes parabolic. Good morning. It's Monday, June 29th, 2026, and the AI arms race just hit a new gear overnight. OpenAI quietly previewed the GPT 5.6 series on Friday, and the benchmarks are turning heads. The lineup comes in three tiers: GPT 5.6 Sol at the top, Terra in the middle, and Luna as the budget option. Sol reportedly outperforms Anthropic's Claude Mythos 5 on terminal tasks and matches it on cybersecurity benchmarks using just one-third the output tokens. The models are currently in limited preview with a select group of partners, and notably, those partners have been disclosed to the U.S. government, a sign that frontier AI releases are now quietly operating under federal oversight. Pricing is aggressive. Sol runs $5 per million input tokens, Terra at $2.50, and Luna at $1. Expect a full public release within weeks. Meanwhile, the competitive landscape is shifting fast. A new market analysis shows Anthropic and Google are rapidly chipping away at OpenAI's dominance. The era of ChatGPT as the unchallenged default may genuinely be over. Claude, Gemini, and now Chinese contender ZAI, a startup formerly known as Zhipu.ai, are all gaining ground. ZAI's latest model has cracked the global top 10 most used AI models, adding a new front to the U.S.-China AI rivalry that goes well beyond DeepSeek. On the enterprise side, Rackspace announced it's cutting 750 jobs to pivot aggressively into AI infrastructure and managed AI services. That restructuring is part of a broader pattern. Traditional cloud and IT firms are shedding legacy headcount to fund AI-first operating models. Speaking of legacy cloud, Amazon Web Services just broke a decade-long unofficial rule by hiking prices 20%. AWS has been synonymous with falling cloud costs since 2006. That era is over. AI compute demand is so intense that even Amazon is repricing upward. Banks are feeling it too. Reuters reports that Wall Street is getting creative with AI-fueled corporate debt, which is soaring. Companies are taking on enormous leverage to fund AI infrastructure buildouts, and bankers are now syndicating debt to new categories of investors just to keep up with demand. The capital cycle around AI is no longer just about equity rounds. It has entered the credit markets in a serious way. On the governance front, the Vatican launched its first ever Interdicasterial Commission on Artificial Intelligence, marking the Catholic Church's formal institutional entry into AI ethics and policy. Separately, the United Nations University published a sharp warning that AI cannot accelerate progress on the global sustainable development goals without policy infrastructure to guide it. And a new report on U.S. police departments shows law enforcement AI adoption is outpacing regulatory frameworks at every level of government. For enterprise security teams, the threat surface is expanding. Prompt injection attacks and AI-generated deepfakes are now being flagged as primary vectors that traditional security defenses weren't built to handle. If your organization is deploying AI agents, your security posture probably has gaps you haven't found yet. Finally, a health tech signal worth watching. Sword Health just signed a national contract to deliver AI-powered physical therapy to an entire country, Portugal. It's the first time a government has contracted AI-supported care at national scale, and it could become a template. Today's business idea: with AI-fueled debt soaring and banks syndicating to new investor classes, there's a clear opening for an AI credit intelligence platform, a service that tracks enterprise AI debt exposure across public filings and private deal flow, scores it for systemic risk, and delivers alerts to institutional investors and CFOs. The data exists, the synthesis layer doesn't. First mover here captures a real fintech niche before the ratings agencies catch up. That's your morning briefing for June 29th. The frontier is accelerating, the capital is flowing, and the governance institutions are finally starting to show up. Stay sharp out there.